is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The well-known story of Thanksgiving is an account of how the English Pilgrims and Native Americans came together for a celebratory meal in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The true story behind Thanksgiving is a bloody one, and some people say it's time to cancel the holiday altogether. Some people view the holiday as a reminder of the systemic racism and oppression Native Americans continue to experience in the U.S. Mr. Figaro, what are your thoughts?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and it's the Thanksgiving weekend. It's the weekend that Americans celebrate, white America, as a tribute for them for conquering Native Americans. Native Americans died by the millions to diseases, to starvation, to freezing in the cold. Native Americans, 90 million buffaloes were killed by the white man so that Native Americans could starve. And so that Native Americans could freeze to death because the skin of the buffalo was used by the Native Americans for their garments and for their tents. If you do not understand history, then you're doomed to repeat history again. That's why the Jews talk about the Holocaust all the time. But there have been other Holocausts in American history. So the Jews were slaughtered, they were poisoned in Germany and other places by white people. Why? Because that's what white people do historically. they butcher people, like how they butchered Native Americans. So when you eat that little piece of turkey this weekend, think of Native Americans. Think about their agony. It was a genocide against them. Think about slavery. The Indians, Native Americans, didn't work out good on the plantation, so who should we get? Africans from Africa. Yes. From one torture of a people, Native Americans, to the other, our people, black people. And this is the history of America. And how do we know the nature of America? Over 75 million people voted for KKK, Russian Trump. And the audacity of black people, brown people, to vote for KKK, Russian Trump. For women to vote for KKK, Russian Trump. For Jews to vote for KKK, Russian Trump. Their problem, they do not understand American history. Throughout my experience here in America, whether it be as a professor at Brooklyn College in the Africana Studies Department teaching blacks and the law, or the various seminars that we have done at churches in our office for the last 2.5 decades. What we have done here with Figueroa & Associates, Ask the Lawyer, our various publications, Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrant's Journal, Workers' World Today, we have strived to educate our people because we know through a solid education, you will understand your history better because they don't teach it in our schools here, high school, junior high, elementary school. And we also know that for us to lift ourselves out of poverty, one of the main areas that we could develop is our brain. We could become professionals, we could work as teachers, social workers, lawyers, doctors, scientists, and build for our future. And we obviously encourage our children to also get an education, because for the most part, that is the only way we could financially do better in America. Yes, we start businesses, but we still don't get the assistance from New York City or New York State or the federal government through minority contracting that we deserve. Where affirmative action is concerned, they still, even though we have qualifications, we are not hired on Wall Street or Main Street, white-owned businesses. They prefer to hire unqualified white people than to hire a qualified black man or black woman. This is the reality. And in New York City, a Democratic state, we had Bloomberg and Giuliani, one a greater demon than all the other, but both demons, stopping and frisking our children, our men, our sons, our fathers, our nephews, because they are black or brown. So this Thanksgiving weekend, we have to really look in the mirror and say, well, you know, where are we? Where we plan to be? And how are we going to get there? We came out in numbers for Biden, and the Republicans under KKK, Russian Trump, haven't even accepted Biden's victory. In fact, most of these Republicans have dug in. They have dug in into their racist tendencies to keep black, brown people down. It is how they built their wealth, through free labor or minimum wages that we can't survive on, or not giving us jobs in the workplace, even though we are smarter in certain instances than white people with the same job. It doesn't stop. What are we going to tell our sons, our daughters, our children, our relatives about 2021? What are we supposed to say to them, when we celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas? Because these Republicans also monopolize Christianity. They believe that they have the right through their God, and figure out who God which God they're talking about, to treat us this way. They lack empathy. They lack fairness. They lack character, good moral character. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas this year, let's pray that God really has a hell. And hell has a one-way ticket in. And hell, yeah, is about, what, 100 degrees, 200 degrees. Your body don't melt, but you feel the heat for the rest of your eternity in hell. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. Don't turn the other cheek. Please, respect yourself, respect your children, get your education, build a business, pass wealth down from one generation to another so that your children and grandchildren could prosper, and always let your family know the history of the white man and his history destroying us. Do not forgive. Do not forget. My name is Brian Figueroa, Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Doesn't matter what legal issue you have, call. It's a free legal consultation. What we want to do is to put you on the right path and analyze your legal problem for you. Whether it be business issues, tax issues, matrimonial issues, immigration issues, we got your back. Criminal issues, bankruptcy issues, as we look at all the debt that we may accumulate this weekend and throughout the end of this year. Buy what you need, not what you want. We are still in a pandemic. Wear your mask. We die at twice the rate of white people in this pandemic. Yes. For every one white person, two of us die. That's what it means. And there are reasons why. And all of it relates to poverty. All of it relates to the hospitals in our community that is not as good or under pressure like the hospitals in white communities. We have 3 and 4 times the city average in heart disease, diabetes, HIV in our community. So please, don't take this pandemic lightly. KKK, Russia, and Trump understand these statistics. Therefore, he's nonchalant about who dies or who lives. In his belief as KKK, Russia, and Trump, he believes that the only people or most of the people dying is us. Why would he care? Why would he say wear a mask? And white people still reach out to him, whether it be Democrats or his fellow Republicans, because they are not the victims like we are throughout American history. This history, your children wouldn't learn in the schools. Why? Because their teachers are white. The system is white. Why would they want to talk about the founding fathers, the racist slave owners they are, or those who, through separatism, stop and frisk, have criminalized and demonized us? We are not the demons. We are the gods. We are the ones with good moral character. We are the ones who should inherit God's promised land. So be proud. Don't let these white folks break you. They want to break us, and they have broken a lot of us. We have to be stronger. We have to fight mental illness because of the anguish that we have. And we have to survive. But more importantly, we have to understand that there's a war against us. And for whatever reason, we don't want to believe it. All we have to do is look at the statistics. All we have to do is to listen to Fox and even some of the other major networks, how they always make excuses for KKK, Russia, and Trump. We are supposed to feel sorry for that racist, that man destroying our community with the pandemic. Why should we forgive him? Please. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Love you. Peace. Remember Native Americans this weekend and all weekends.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.